Way. Thank you. Good afternoon. This is the Design Commission, and I'd like to begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development Services staff who are here. And that is Kara Fioravanti. Hello, Kara. The members of the commission here today are myself, Gwen Milius, the chair, David Wark, the vice chair, Ben Kaiser, Commissioner Jane Hansen, and Commissioner Catherine Schultz. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction and remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. Type 3, we do have a Type 3 review here today, so I will read the process into the record. Shall I do that, Kara, or do we? I'll go ahead and read it again. For Type 3 reviews, the following procedure is required. 1. Public testimony can only address the applicable approval criteria or other criteria in the comprehensive plan or land use regulations which the person believes apply to the decision. The applicable approval criteria are set forth in the Portland Zoning Code and are more specifically identified in the staff report. The staff will identify the applicable criteria as part of the staff report. 2. Prior to the close of this hearing, any participant may request an opportunity to present additional evidence or testimony. If such a request is made, the commission will either grant a continuance or hold the record open to provide an opportunity to submit additional evidence and an opportunity to respond to that new evidence. 3. Failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the commission and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals based on that issue. 4. Failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to give the commission an opportunity to respond to the issues precludes an action for damages in circuit court under Oregon Revised Statute 197.796. The commission's decision on this case is final unless appealed to City Council within 14 days of the decision. If the decision is not appealed, it must be recorded with the Multnomah County Recorder. Specific instructions will be provided with the notice of the commission's action. This hearing is recorded, and all speakers need to sit at the front table and give their name and mailing address before speaking. The following procedures will be used for each case. Thank you. 1. Staff will show slides of the site and surrounding area. 2. Staff will present a summary. The staff summary will include the applicant's proposal, identify the applicable approval criteria, and include information on letters received on the request, findings, and a recommendation for the request. And I am looking at the procedure for a type 2 here. Yeah, I know. I'm looking at the wrong procedure, so hold on just a second. Do you know how it differs? Or shall I ask page? Hey, page.
You don't have it?
Do we have the procedure for type 3? I have type 2 in front of me. Sorry. This is a kind of by-the-numbers part of our hearing, so give me a moment. Type 3. Is this what I'm... Here we go. Thank you. All right. Found it. All right, staff will show slides of the site and surrounding area and present a report. 2, applicant will present the report, 20 minutes maximum. 3, public testimony will be received in favor of the proposal, and I have the option of imposing a 2 to 5 minute limit. The limit today will be 2 minutes, and if you are testifying, there is a timer that is set, and you will hear it ring at the end of your 2 minute period. 4, public testimony will be received in opposition to the proposal. Again, a 2 minute time limit will be set. 5, the applicant will then be given an opportunity to rebut the testimony of the opponents. 6, public testimony will be closed. 7, if any party requests an opportunity to submit additional evidence, the record will be open 7 days to allow time to submit additional evidence. The record will be held open an additional 7 days to allow parties to submit evidence responding to the new evidence. 8, after the record is closed to all other parties, the applicant will have an additional 7 days to submit final written arguments without additional evidence. 9, after the record is closed to all parties, commission members will discuss and vote on their request. In the case of a tie vote on any motion, that motion will fail. 10, if the commission's decision amends or overturns the Bureau of Development Services staff report, the adoption of new or revised findings will be required. At the time of its decision, the commission will announce when the revised findings will be considered. No additional testimony will be taken, but interested parties may attend. So our first case today is LU 10-204930DZGW, the South Waterfront Greenway Review. Presenting staff is Kara Fioravanti. and the applicant is Allison Rouse from Portland Parks and Recreation. Thanks, Kara.
Thanks. This is the second time we're in front of you with this Type 3 land use review. The first hearing was on February 2nd, and at that hearing, you had a staff report and recommendation of approval for the development of this Central District Greenway. At the conclusion of that hearing, you asked Portland Parks and Rec to look into two issues. First, to explore a solution to the Osprey that is acceptable to the testifiers, Portland Parks and Rec, and other review agencies. And two, you asked Portland Parks and Rec to find a way to include a dock as an alternate, formulate a plan to make the dock happen soon, or include the dock in this current application. Since that time, we met quite a bit and got a lot of background information. Portland Parks and Rec compiled a bunch of letters and memos for you that was mailed to you on Monday. Is this here? It was. It began with a talking points from Liz Moorhead, and then a collection of memos and letters from various agencies about the dock. Then a few memos from Portland Parks and Rec and other agencies about the Osprey, the new plan for the Osprey, and then finally it concluded with three memos that described South Waterfront Greenway process, what's happened over the past many years. And how Portland Parks did try to get permitted a dock in South Waterfront and what's been happening since. So with that and with this background information, there's a staff report and recommendation in front of you that still recommends approval. It pretty much, with regard to content, it's the same as the initial staff report and recommendation. It includes all these new exhibits plus a summary of the first hearing and the steps we've taken since then. So I may be a little redundant, but I do want to give you my opening remarks about these two issues and how we came to still maintain approval. So I'm going to read just from the memo so the audience hears our response to you. It's the memo dated today, addressed to you. And at the bottom, I'll start with the Osprey. Regarding the Osprey, for the entirety of the current 2012 nesting season, the existing nesting location on private property will remain. Beyond this year's nesting season, Portland Parks and Rec is moving forward with the Dolphin 8 nest location as originally proposed, which is what you saw last time, and is also now including a second nest location at the north end of the Central District. This new location, which is referred to as the Triangle Site, was found acceptable by Portland Parks and Rec, BES, Audubon, and ODFW. Due to the need to avoid conflicts between construction and nesting seasons, Portland Parks and Rec proposes a phase plan between 2012 and 2014 to implement these locations. During all nesting seasons, adequate space for the nest will be available, and when construction is complete, Portland Parks and Rec will be providing two permanent nesting locations, Dolphin 8 and the Triangle Site. So we felt this this resolved the issue. I have not received any public testimony about the issue. Regarding the dock, the current application does not include a dock proposal. Portland Parks and Rec has provided much more background information as to why the review of this specific dock at this time is not feasible, which is the information you received from them on Monday. And that includes the notion that if Portland Parks and Rec was to propose a specific dock design in this application today, it would be without approval by other agencies, and the time necessary to do so could jeopardize the ability for the Greenway construction to begin this year. Portland Parks and Rec did pursue a dock with the necessary reviewing agencies for quite some time. The outcome of that work resulted in Parks' words, which I think is a great way to describe it, decoupling a dock from the Greenway improvements, and that's for a variety of reasons, including the National Marine Fisheries requesting the City of Portland to develop a comprehensive approach to the Willamette River for the city. Those efforts are underway, which you've been apprised of since our last meeting. Office of Healthy Working Rivers, which is here today, they just completed a river rec strategy. And Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, who are also here today with their river plan. Since February 2nd, we worked with Portland Parks to think about a variety of options to maybe look at it as conceptual approval or an alternate option or a variety of ways to maybe get it in the application and then move forward with other other agency reviews, but they all pose some challenges. Because we do not want to delay Greenway construction for 2012, we also know more work is necessary with public outreach about the type of boats a dock may accommodate. More work is necessary with the other agencies to balance the dock and habitat issues, and more work is necessary to coordinate with the recently published River Rec strategy. For these reasons, based on all the findings that we've reviewed since February, BDS recommends approval. Portland Parks and Rec, since our meetings, they do agree to make a point of informing the Design Commission of their progress to pursue a dock over the next few months. So that's my presentation, and I'm happy to answer questions if you have.
Are there questions for Kara? Okay, great. Then I'd like the applicant to come up and make their presentation.
Good afternoon, Chair Milius and members of the Commission. My name is Mike Abate. I'm the Director of Portland Parks and Recreation, and I'm here with Liz Moorhead, who manages our Design and Construction Group. I first became involved in this project working as a consultant in the North McAdam Framework Plan in 1998. And I know that for years before that, people had talked about the need to integrate people and nature along the west bank of the Willamette River on this former industrial property. So given that timeline, I'm honored to come today before you as the Director of Portland Parks to request your approval of this important recreation and environmental facility. You understand the importance of this project both as a public amenity and to fulfill a commitment that the city has made to what I'll call the South Waterfront Pioneers, the folks who have moved there with an expectation for recreational facilities in the neighborhood. The project is an integral part of the South Waterfront development, and it really, like I said, fulfills a long-desired green space improvement. We're excited to bring the plans to fruition with a groundbreaking in just a few months. This project will be obviously an enormous recreational benefit, providing both environmental and habitat enhancements and mitigation for TriMet and its bridge, its in-water work. And it serves to establish the momentum for a world-class linear park along the river that connects downtown with the Sellwood Bridge and beyond. And with the Sellwood Bridge redevelopment project underway, in the next year or two, we're going to see some pretty substantial creation of pedestrian and bicycle and recreational links that people have been long looking for. And then thirdly, though we're not really required to touch the bank, and we could therefore move ahead just with the upland improvements and just leave the bank as is, Portland Parks and Rec is really committed to the long-term environmental health and stabilization of the Willamette River and the creation of habitat. And so for us, it's just as important to address the bank improvements as it is the recreational facilities that will be created. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Liz to give you some more details.
Thank you, Mike. My name is Liz Moorhead. I'm in charge of the group that does design and construction of Portland Parks. And I started there in 2007. So for 5 years, I've been working on this Greenway project. So I'm really excited to get to the point where we are today. Thank you, and good afternoon, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to come back and talk to you about some of the things that we heard about last time around. And I wanted to also share some of the solutions that we've come up with the last couple of weeks. So basically, I'll be talking about the matter of the dock and the location of the Osprey Nest platform. It's always been the purpose of the Greenway to balance the need to provide recreational opportunities and to provide and improve habitat. Achieving this balance has proven to be pretty challenging. The design you're being asked to review does not include a dock. The design does, however, provide for enhanced river recreation activity, and that includes a pathway down to a beach area and exceptional opportunities to view a restored habitat area that will provide food and habitat for a variety of plants and animals and fish. The view also encompasses an expansive reach of the Willamette River from downtown to Sellwood. Portland Parks and Recreation continues to be and has always been in support of a dock in the location of the South Waterfront Greenway. As you can see from the timeline in the packet that was provided to you on Monday, we've worked extensively with the National Marine Fisheries Services over the course of 3 years to reconcile the desire for the dock and their concerns about having a dock and because of the fish habitat. So at that time, NMFS, National Marine Fisheries Services, clearly stated that they were uncomfortable permitting a dock. At that point, that's when we had to decouple the dock from the project in order to keep the Greenway moving forward. Also, NMFS asked us to do a more comprehensive approach of the whole Willamette River, and they were uncomfortable getting docks sited one at a time, and instead wanted us to look at a more comprehensive approach of the whole Willamette River. At that time, the Office of Healthy Working Rivers was created by City Council. Commissioners Nick Fish and Amanda Fritz directed that office to create a river recreation strategy that would identify a river-wide dock approach. The policy document now exists and was accepted by council last week, and it is the City of Portland's Willamette River Recreation Strategy. And I want to read to you what it says in that strategy about the dock. A dock has always been envisioned in the South Waterfront District. The challenge is to locate it carefully with respect to environmental conditions, resident concerns, and proximity to public access and parking. Boaters of all types have expressed an interest in visiting the district by boat to shop, eat, walk, and picnic. Residents and paddlers have expressed an interest in a low freeboard dock for easy access to Ross Island and the quiet shoreline of Southwest Portland. Early planning work for locating a dock has begun and can expand once funds are identified for permitting design and future construction. The search for the best location will be district-wide. In the end, a dock will be a valuable asset to the overall river recreation system, providing water access for non-motorized dock users and shore access for any time of visiting boater. The dock is on the list of parks capital projects awaiting funding sources. We've already done preliminary investigation into the location and the design, and this continues. Parks will inform, as Kara said, Parks will inform the Design Commission when the city makes significant progress in the installation of a dock in the South Waterfront community. Regarding the osprey nesting platform, Parks was glad when a private property owner offered to host the platform in 2012. We have been informed that the current nesting platform may not be renewed beyond that nesting season. So to ensure that the ospreys continue to have an opportunity to nest in this location, we'll install two nests in the project area, one at the north end of the site and one at the south end on the dolphins, which you saw in our presentation previously. In your packet, you have a picture showing where the platform at the north end of the site will be located, and that's this one here. I think you should have all gotten that on Friday. So basically, it's between the riverward pathway and the pathway leading down to the river's edge. We work very closely with our partners, Autobahn's Bob Salinger, ODF&W's Susan Barnes, and BES's Caitlin Lovell. We visited the site and have modified our plans. The north end location proposed by Bob Salinger last fall is above ordinary high water, which is important for the agency, and provides the recommended distance away from human use of the park. The location is adjacent to a passive lawn area, which is not programmed for events. Parks and our partners believe two nests will be an asset to the project. BES has already received the permit for the nest at the south end on the platform and will be moving forward to locating a platform there. We're hopeful this information clarifies and resolves the issues of the dock and the osprey, and we can begin to realize this first piece of this much larger vision. To stay on schedule, Parks respectfully requests that the Commission approve the Greenway Park as designed. Portland Parks and Recreation is committed to sustaining a healthy park and recreation system, which makes Portland a great place to live, work, and play, and will continue to work with the community on these and other concerns. I wanted to identify a couple of people in the audience that can come up and talk or answer any questions you have. Troy Doss is a senior planner with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. Kevin Kildoff is an environmental program coordinator with the Office of Healthy Working Rivers. And Ann Baer is the director of the Office of Healthy Working Rivers. And they're here to talk about the dock if you feel like you want them to come up and talk further or answer any questions you have.
Okay. Do we have questions of Mike or Liz? Do we have any questions of our guests here today?
Yeah. Okay. So it was mentioned last time that the permit process would be as short as 6 months and up to 2 years. And there was some disagreement over that time. Is it, and now the doctor said 2 years? Is it 2 years or 56 months? 6 months?
Well, it would be subject to the workload of the jurisdictions, but I mean, I can certainly talk to Ben Meyer at National Marine Fisheries Services and find out exactly what the timeline would be. We submitted our permit October 21st of 2010, so here it is almost a year and a half later and don't have it. So, but for the greenway, for this project, yeah.
So that expected.
Before we put a shovel in the ground July 1st. But that was because they had the TriMet Bridge in the door and the Zidell improvements in the door, and so their workload was really heavy. So it's contingent on workload, so it's hard to really pinpoint the answer to your question.
Is it also contingent just on the complexity of the dock itself at all, or is it really just where it is in the lineup of the permit process? I mean, is a 150-foot dock more complex than a 50-foot dock?
And yeah, I can't speak for NIMS, but I'm sure it is. I mean, it would take more time to review and look at the impacts for the dock if it's bigger. Yeah.
Their issue is, one of their issues is shading of the water.
Yeah.
So the larger the dock, the more complex, the deeper the analysis in general. And to your earlier question, it is difficult for us to project. We would have expected to have our permits in hand right now, but recent projects show that they generally come in a day or two before work is to begin. So
that's what drives it.
Yeah.
So we should say the dock starting in a couple of weeks.
They have a very heavy workload.
Thanks.
Thanks, Troy, Kevin, and Ann for being here. I wanted to also point out that we have Caitlin Lovell in the audience from BES, and she's been a really great partner in dealing with the Osprey platform. I don't see Bob, but do you have any questions for Caitlin at this time? Should we have her come up, or
no? I just have a question for you that you might be able to answer.
Okay.
It just has to do with the timing.
Sure.
2012, then 2013, it says platform available on the Dolphin and perhaps the new location of the Triangle.
Right.
Maybe I missed it, but what's the variable there?
Construction.
Just the timing of construction?
I mean,
it might go
if,
faster or? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if we have a lot of heavy equipment out there that's going to be pounding and digging,
mm-hmm.
It's not going to be in anybody's
depending on what
best
you find,
time, so.
Find when you put your first shovel in the
yeah.
in the bank.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So, but we'll at least have the platform in place on the Dolphin that
okay.
Caitlin's been working on, so we have something there. And we'll try our best to get something in place for 2013.
Sure.
So.
Okay. Thank you.
And then I also wanted to point out that we have the design team and our parks project manager, Allison Rouse, and in the audience. So if there's questions about the design of the project, they're available to come up and talk or answer questions if you need them to.
I have a question, and I'm not sure if it's
sure.
for you or the design team or both. But I guess I'm just running through the scenario of what if the dock this isn't the best location for a dock where the path is showing going down to the water. And in that case, do you want the path to go down to the water, or would only a certain portion of that path be built? But I guess I'm wondering, do you want to encourage people along this path down to the water to, you know, get their feet wet, or is that seen as a hazard without the dock, or just how do you feel about that?
No, we do want people to have a location that they can walk their kayaks down to and put them in the water and be able to use the river. So
regardless of if the dock goes there or ended up in another place in South mm-hmm. Waterfront,
it's still useful
river access. And it's addressing the river recreation strategy, you know, providing as many opportunities to get access mm-hmm. to the water as possible.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions before we move on? Okay. And any other questions of the folks that they identified as being available to us before we get started? And there's okay.
Well, I just want to express my appreciation to the Design Commission for your interest, not just in this project, but for what you do to protect the built environment in the city. This has been an amazing effort. Liz has mentioned many of the people, but I just a special recognition to Mike Zilas and Chelsea McCann at Walker Macy, who've done an amazing job, and Irene Bowers, Dave Oburn, Lisa Abwoff from the Portland Development Commission have also been amazing partners. I've only been here 10 months, and I think I've spent 12 of my first 10 months working on this project and meeting people associated with it. And we really appreciate this. And for the sake of the community, this is a very important vote that you'll be taking later today. Mm-hmm. And we hope you'll approve it. Thank you very much.
Right. So, I mean, we're not...
Anybody speaking?
It seems to me there are okay. Folks from the public. We're not set up to do any additional slides or visuals. We've seen all of that. I just want to let everyone know sort of where we're at in the process. Again, there are design team members here. Thank you, by the way, to both of you for coming in. There are design team members here to answer questions if we need it, but we're not going to go through the formal presentation that we did last time because the record has basically been left open. I have three cards here on this particular item on the agenda, and I'll call people up as a courtesy. If you have already made this testimony at the last hearing, I'd ask you to set this one out. We all those of us that weren't here have listened to the tapes and heard your testimony, and we have another large agenda item coming. So I'd like to ask those that have come to come forward and speak. We do have a 2-minute limit, and you will hear a chime sound when it's over, and then I'll give you a few more seconds, and then I gently remind you.
A little harsh chime.
Yeah. So when you hear the chime sound, wrap it up. Yeah, okay, so the first person who has signed up to speak today is Jim Luke. Please come on up.
Come on down.
I should say all of the testifiers today are in favor of the proposal. If anyone's not in favor, there are forms in the back, or if you're in favor and you'd still like to testify, there are forms in the back. Please sign up and give them to Paige. And now, Jim, welcome.
Thank you. My name is Jim Luke. I live at 3570 Southwest River Parkway in Portland. And I come today for representing Nature and Green Spaces Committee. This is a committee that we've had since people started moving into South Waterfront. And we certainly do not want to delay the Greenway construction with any issues. We're in favor of that 100%. I have given you some information, though, that is relative to the dock, and that's the new strategy or the study that they just presented to City Council last week. And a couple of interesting items that we called out on that was they have an Ankeny dock, which is, you know, up farther north from us. And it's a dock that is, they've tried to work on it a little bit. It hasn't been successful, so it's currently closed. And the city has had trouble with that because of the cost, the facility size, and the challenges meeting ADA requirements. And we're running into the same problem down in South Waterfront. So we feel that this is a chance for us to really bring this to the forefront and see if we can't get working on this a little bit better than what it's been going. We also have another item in the study that says, when presented with a number of potential future river access destinations, the site respondents said they would most likely visit Ross Island, River Place, and South Waterfront. And those are right down there where we are. And, we really, really need to have a dock down there. So we're really asking not for the dock to be put into the Greenway plan, but for the dock to actually be whatever design has to be done before we apply for a permit, just apply for the permit, get that over with. We have something going. We have TIF funding, which is, if you're familiar with TIF. It's taxes from the neighborhood, and we think that those might be a way to get the dock built. Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Thanks. Do you have any questions for Jim?
Good.
No? Okay. All right. Carol Otis. And please read your name and your address. And
yes, my name is Carol Otis, and my address is 0836 Southwest Curry. I'm one of the urban pioneers who started out many years ago down in South Waterfront. I did provide you with some written testimony about the Osprey Nest last time, but I wasn't able to speak to you. You may not have received very much public testimony about the current plan because those of us who are interested in it have not really seen where the Triangle site is. And we don't have the details yet on the 2013 nesting season, nor on the date that the nesting platform will be put up on the dolphins. For those of you that read through the testimony, we have always felt for the last 5 years that it's a win-win solution for the city and for the people of South Waterfront to have an urban osprey nest there. And I really want to thank everybody here that's worked so hard on getting this solution. The questions I have with the current memo that I was just able to see today, and in addition to the testimony that I provided in writing, as well as video links, is to show you how resistant the osprey is to any human intervention. We have videotaped and recorded the osprey in its 40-foot nest over the past 4 years. And in spite of fireworks being put off and a large amount of construction for the Zidell remediation and also for the William Dames property, there has been no disturbance of the osprey during nesting season. So we are hoping very clearly that we will get the dolphin nesting site before the osprey returns. The osprey is due to return toward the end of March, so we're expecting, hopefully, to see that site put up. And then we would like to see in the plan and in the memo that's presented a little more detail about the osprey nest platform. I'm on the board of the group that owns the osprey nest platform now. It's 8 tons and 40 feet high, and we are glad to donate that to the city. It's not clear from this memo if that nest platform will be used. It's not clear if they're going to put a higher nest platform up, and it's also unclear to us what the 2013 nesting season will bring. We're committed to keeping it there, and we really thank all the people who worked so hard on this.
Okay. Thank you for your testimony. Carol, are there questions? Okay. Thank you very much for coming today. Okay. And our number three is Peter Fenner. I hope I got that right. Sometimes.
Did.
That's excellent. Great.
I did speak briefly at the previous meeting.
Let's have a seat.
I live in South Waterfront, and I'm also one of the first residents down there. And just, I want to make a point relative to partnering with parks, which we have tried to do on many occasions and have successfully done on many occasions, including now with the osprey nest. But in regard to the dock, about 6 or 7 years ago, a bunch of us got together and did some research on docks, because at that time they were proposing a $500,000 dock, and we thought that was unnecessary to spend that much money for the dock for small craft. And we went to all the experts in the area, and we found that we could build a dock for under $100,000 without any difficulty whatsoever if a ramp was placed in the proper place and we were able to use it. So that's all water under the river, so to speak. But we raised $8,000 at that time, and we could have raised a lot more to help pay for this. But people gave up when they found out it was a $500,000 dock, because we weren't going to have much of an impact doing it that way. So we still have about $5,000 of that money. It's still a line item in the city's Portland Parks budget. I think we can raise more money. And I also think that even though we would be in the shallow water area, if we use the current proposed ramp, we're talking about a dock that's 30 feet long, perhaps, in two sections, and it would adjust as the water level went up and down, but we would keep it as close to the bottom of the ramp as possible. So it would be in that shallow area, but it would be no different And if a boat was tied up there, which creates a shadow, this would be a relatively small thing. I think that DEC, or Fish and Game, and the rest of the Fish and Wildlife, if I get my East Coast, West Coast stuff mixed up, would be happy to have that, even if we had to put a graded platform on it so that the light could come through. So I just urge you to move forward and try and get a permit for something like that. I'm not going to live long enough to see this million-dollar dock that we have now built. I'm sure of that. And a lot of other people like me who have kayaks and want to use them, want to get access to the river. And some of us have a little harder time if we don't have a dock to get in and out of the kayak, especially in the cold weather where you don't want to get wet all the time.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
Oh, that's right. Thank you very much for coming, and I appreciate everyone who did come down to testify today. Are there questions? The gentleman? Okay. Thank you, everyone. And does the commission have any further questions based on public testimony of?
Yeah, it would be probably, Liz, if you'd maybe respond to Carol's comments about the question she had, that might be fill in some gaps.
Sure.
Okay.
Caitlin's going to have to help me. So we have our structural engineer looking at the osprey nest on the north end of the property, and we have to figure out how high it needs to be, how deep it needs to be buried in the ground so that, you know, it can sustain wind loads and the weight of the nest and the ospreys themselves. So I can't answer whether or not we can use the existing platform. We'll have to figure that out as we get further into the design of it, and we're glad to do that. But we'd certainly, you know, in this day and age of sustainability, we would certainly want to use that if we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I can't promise that we can. So,
sure.
And Caitlin can talk about the dolphin platform.
We received our DSL lease permission just 2 days ago, and it's contingent on the Design Commission's approval. And so as soon as that comes through, we'll be able to get working on a dolphin platform. Where after conversations with ODFW, they suggested raising and elevating it a little bit above the existing dolphin, and so we are working with our engineers to see what kind of very low maintenance, low effort constructability we can do to get some more height off of that dolphin. But I've already picked up a platform. As soon as we get the go, we're going to be able to get out there and put something up, and it'll be well in time for the 2013 nesting season. We are expecting to have anything up before March 1st of 2013, in case that there's an early spring and they do come in early. And we will definitely be working with the neighborhood to make it a community event.
Okay.
I guess I have one quick question. Liz, when Peter mentions that his research discovering the cost, lesser cost docks, and I agree, from a non-dock builder, $500 to $1 million seems like a lot. $500,000 to $1 million seems like a lot for a dock. Do you have any other input on dock costs and the complexities of that?
Well, it's really going to hinge on what the permitting agencies will let us do. NIMS had some concerns about a dock being close into the shore, and wanted it further out. But, you know, I am glad to go with the community and talk to NIMS and say, what will you approve? And kind of use that as a starting point. Because I know they had concerns about the smaller dock closer to shore.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I guess further information on that line item, $500,000 to $1 million is, of course, a lot of money, but does that include soft and hard costs, or was that just a hard cost to build?
The estimate, so we met with the dock committee, and PDC hired Andy Jansky as a consultant to work with us, and you got that paperwork too. He came up with a criteria and came up with an idea for a design, and he came up with $1 million for an estimate, which was soft and hard costs of a dock. And this was a dock that was had a gangway and was further away from the shoreline.
Right. So as of today, there is no dock. There's not a design for a dock. There's a plan for a dock based on input from the Healthy Rivers group, plus oversight from NIMS, so that any dock in the past is kind of off the table, and you're basically starting forward from this point? on whatever the recommendations and the findings are on those two on that report and with that agency and with the neighborhood. And
yeah, so back in 2009, that's when the decision was made to decouple the dock, because we were just dead in the water without with that in our project.
Right. But there is no $10,000 dock. There's not a $100,000 dock. There's not a $500,000 dock anywhere in this in the conversation right now. Other than that, there's a dock to be decided upon as far as location and type and size and detail and all that in the next coming months and years.
Sure. Yeah. Right. A dock has not been designed yet. All we have is the work that was done by the consultant during that process.
And that could be used as a reference point as you move forward.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
But there's no decision that's the dock that you're going to move forward with. Right.
No. Okay. No. And it's supposed to be for the whole area. It might not even be in this stretch.
Right.
You know, when we look at the whole South waterfront, there might be a different place that makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. And my understanding of the issue is that cost is not the only issue here. Cost is one issue, but the city's approach to all of its docks along the river is an issue for NIBS.
Mm-hmm.
And that we have some sort of comprehensive plan before we move forward with any additional either adjustments to docks that are already there or docks on the river are going to require the city to take a whole look at what's there.
Right, a holistic approach to the Willamette. And, and NIBS has just been clear that they don't like docks and they don't want to permit docks. Mm-hmm. But we can have discussions with them about, you know, the whole Willamette River and how it fits in. And
need a new term, you know, something other than docks.
Yeah.
So that's your task, yeah.
Surface my task.
Observation, see-through platforms. I don't know what it is. But.
But we now have the comprehensive plan in place, right? So we all know where they want docks, where docks should be placed.
Right. And it makes sense
that makes sense.
Otherwise, you just got this piecemeal approach that whoever's there first might get their dock, and where you really want it later, it's not available. So,
well, and they weren't just getting requests from public agencies; they were getting all these public requests too, up and down the river, and it was just hard for them to manage.
Sure.
Okay. Any further questions? All right. Any further testimony from the audience? Okay. I am without a huge clamor to get up here. I'm going to close the record. Thank you very much for coming today.
Yeah, and thank you for all the community members, too, that are here and for all their support throughout this process. There's been wonderful community involvement on this, and we really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So it was a really impressive testimony on the tapes. I missed the hearing. It's good listening. So, Kara, do you have any further comments for us? Okay, so I think we're down to deliberation here. And who gets to start? I guess I'll start with Catherine.
I just want to actually thank Parks for working with the neighborhood on the Osprey Nest. It's nice to see that you guys have all come to a compromise, and so that's a relief. And in general, I guess I have sympathy for everyone on the dock issue. It's just, it's a couple agencies trying to get through what they need to be, where they've been challenged to deal with. And I know it's probably frustrating for the neighborhood, but I hope everybody continues just working forward throughout the years to make it happen, but I see no reason personally to hold up this process of getting this approved because of the dock. So that's about all I have to say.
Okay, thanks, Catherine. Ben.
And I agree. The Greenway design, Walker Macy, is beautiful, and I take my hat off to all the work that everybody's done, like you said, Mike, to get to this point. It's probably been incredible, and I'm sure that all the battles with the federal agencies and local agencies have been difficult to do this. I guess in retrospect, I'm sorry that it was decoupled back a few years ago. I'm sorry that the dock was decoupled from the Greenway plan. I think that might have been the mistake that was made, because in my opinion, the city just doesn't have enough connections to the river. I think the East Bank Esplanade was fantastic on that side of the river, and that it touches down and actually is a place that we can engage in it. But other than that, a lot of the docks, as you guys know, are all private. They're locked, which is kind of discouraging when you're walking along on the west side of the river. And so I'm sorry to see that the dock was decoupled. And I think that if we approve this, I think it was brought up last time by David, that who knows when that dock will be built. So I think And it sets a precedence for the next few times we all do this, too. And I know that everybody's intent, and I'm sure everybody wants a dock, but the reality is once that greenway gets permitted and is under construction, to cut through whatever the improvements have been made to put a dock will become that much more difficult. So I don't think they'll happen. I think they'll get pushed to the next phase whenever that occurs. And then we'll keep doing this. And so we'll keep disconnecting ourselves from the river. And it's just, I'm just sorry that all these years went by that the dock almost wasn't the driving force behind the greenway, getting out into the river. And it's funny that we all have been hearing about the shadows that they cast, and it's all like we're afraid of these federal agencies to engage our own river. And I know that they're, I'm sure, I've never been in one of those meetings, I'm sure they're difficult, but it's funny that we're being controlled by them, because I think everybody in this room wants to have stronger connections to the river, but we're being driven by the wrong end. People who probably don't even live in this city. And so I want to, as a city, push back on that and make more and more integrations of the river into the downtown, into the city, not less and less, not drive up dock costs to $1 million, which seems absolutely absurd to me as a builder. I mean, I think Peter and we could go down and build one ourselves in a couple weeks. I know that's grossly simplifying it, but I think the construction of a dock is very simple, and the complexities come from God knows where on doing that. So I would like to push back as a city and have docks all up and down, and because I think successful cities that do it and do it well and have hardscapes that go right to the edge really do engage their cities and really do have boating activity much more than we have. I mean, it's funny, we drive across our bridges and there's 3 fishing boats. And there could be hundreds of boats, hundreds of more activity all up and down. I think that's one thing we're missing as a city. And I think it's why it's the way we've integrated the river into the city. So I have to say that beautiful design, fantastic. I'm just sorry that the outcome doesn't have a dock. So thank you.
Thanks, Ben. Jane.
Thanks. Well, I appreciate all the background information that was provided and just reading through the letters and the history and sort of the ongoing process. And Ben, I agree with a lot of the things that you just said and the frustration regarding building the docks, but I also understand how complex it is working with those agencies and just how incredibly difficult they are. So, you know, from that end, it's sort of like, what can you do if they're putting these kind of odds obstacles in your way to move that process along? So it's frustrating just seeing all the years go by and the fact that it isn't integrated with this project. But overall, I'm very much in support of the project. And I, like Catherine said, very glad to see that an Osprey solution has been worked out. So in general, I'm in support of the project and disappointed that the dock isn't part of it. But I just reading through this whole process, I see where you're at, and I'm appreciative of the fact that you're committed to continuing to work this through. Thank you.
Thanks, Jane. David.
Right. Well, I'm going to look at it as the river's half full instead of half empty. and I think the comprehensive plan for docks is actually a great opportunity, because what it will do is clarify the entire stretch of river within the city and give everyone a real clear picture of what they can do and where they can do it. And I think in some ways it actually will be easier for the next stretches of the South Waterfront to incorporate docks right from the beginning if they're deemed appropriate. So I think from that standpoint, we're in a good position now to go forward. And I think the new leadership of Parks, when they say they're going to move forward with it, I believe them.
I agree.
And so... based on that, I'm really looking forward to this thing getting built. I think Mike testified that they view it as a world-class linear park and I view it as that too, and I view it as not only for South Waterfront, but for the entire community of Portland. So really looking forward to you starting on that.
Thank you, David. Well, great work on the design. I think we've got caught up in a couple of parts of the design and the conversations that have happened so far on the project. And I just want to say overall, I mean, it's a masterfully done piece of work, and I'm glad to see it move forward overall. I'm really glad to see that there were compromises made on the Osprey and that we were able to work something out that's very accommodating to the bird. And it's exciting to see people get so engaged in the wildlife and that community. And I think things have come a really long way just the injection of residents down there have really changed to the whole attitude towards the river, and it's exciting to see. You know, this NIMS issue is an extremely difficult one, and somewhere in the packet I read someone made a reference to the perfect getting in the way of the good. And I think that getting people closer to the river and interacting with it is an undeniable good. I mean, making the improvements to this greenway and getting more people down there is going to change people's attitudes towards the river bit by bit, and I don't think we should get in the way of that happening. I'd encourage the paddling community to maintain pressure on the city and on the National Marine Fisheries Service to really consider how getting people engaged in the river changes their entire treatment of the river and their concern and their care for the water. And I don't think that the folks that want to have a dock should take this as their last opportunity to be heard on that issue. Squeaky wheels will get grease. And I just don't want to see stopping the entire round of improvements to the greenway for the dock. I mean, I think that this one recreational element in this program is, while extremely desirable and kind of the perfect solution, if we use that to get in the way of this getting started, we are definitely getting in the way of the good. At the federal level, the pace to do these sorts of things can be completely glacial. And this project will get people closer to the river. It will get them engaged in the river, and I want to see it go forward. So I'm going to encourage people that want to be able to take a boat to a dock on the river in this place to keep pushing, and don't let up the pressure on the project, because there's still an opportunity to get it done. It's my sincere belief that the Greenway project will bring you more allies. The more people are able, and people outside your neighborhood even, are able to get in to the river at this location, and the more people are able to engage, the more likely you are to find a broader community who are interested in having a dock facility there that serves both your neighborhood but the city as a whole. So I would embrace this project and start engaging the people that are coming down there to enjoy it, to think about how much better it would be with the dock, and encourage them to get involved in keeping the pressure up on the agencies that you need to speak to about getting it done. So with that being said, I'd like to go ahead and have one of my commissioners propose a motion. We have a staff report in front of us, and
I propose we approve the staff report as written.
Great. I need a second.
I second it.
Okay. Paige, can you call vote, please?
Catherine Schultz.
Hi.
No.
Jane Hansen?
Aye.
Dave Bork?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks.
I'm glad you could vote no one is so bad.
Principal, no.